Now, verse 37, "And the Lord was angry with me for your sake, saying, Thou also shalt not go in thither. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it." Now, this man Joshua is to be the leader to succeed Moses. And why was he chosen? Well, he's a man that's had experience. And he's a man that has wholly followed God. He's one of the two spies. He and Caleb brought back the good report. In other words, they believed God. That was the important thing. That was the essential thing, to believe God and then to step out on faith. You don't believe God, friends, by just sitting down and claiming great blessings. You have to move out for Him. Now will you notice verse 39? He says, "Moreover, your little ones," and friends, don't miss this. This is so important. "Moreover, your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither, and unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it." Now, here is an example of two things. One is the age of responsibility we're going to find is much older than we think it is. That'll come up a little later. But because these folk here that entered the land, some of them were teenagers, by the way, as we shall see. And then there's something else to note here. Children who die in infancy are saved. How do I know? Well, here were these that they hadn't reached the age of accountability, and God didn't hold them responsible when their elders refused to enter the land. He permitted these to enter the land. That generation that said, "Oh, we don't want to enter the land, we're thinking of our children." You remember that God made it very clear to them that that wasn't the reason. They were insulting God. They were really saying, "God doesn't care for our children." Now, God says, "I do care for your children, and those little ones that you thought would be in danger, they're going now, they're going to enter the land, and they're going to come into the land. And here they are, and they're ready to enter the land now." Now will you notice, and I must drop down to verse 42, for we're hitting the high points now. In verse 42 I read, "And the Lord said unto me," that is unto Moses, "say unto them, Go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest ye be smitten before your enemies." Now you will recall that when the children of Israel came to Kadesh, they refused to enter in. Then when they turned back to go into that wilderness, they were met by an enemy. And not only met by an enemy, but that frightful wilderness. And as we saw last time, Moses says that great and terrible wilderness, it frightened them. Now they say, "Oh, we'll fight now and we'll go in." May I say to you, this type of fighting is no good. You know why? Because they're out of the will of God. And the reason now is not because they believe God. It's because they're afraid. It's for fear of the wilderness. In other words, that's the thing that's motivating them, not faith in God.